Welcome back to Making Marriage Great and the Bushnell Project. This is John Bushnell bringing a five-minute nugget this morning. And we are continuing on through a book series here. So looking at a book and looking at how do we make our marriage great, how do I help especially young men to be a great husband? And one of the realities is we've got to grow spiritually, right? Grow spiritually. So once a month, try to look at a book. And this book's really consuming me right now as I am remembering how valuable this book was to me. We're looking at the next thing, the next thing to check on. And so in this book, it's chapter 5 or the fifth one, the fifth thing to check on spiritually. And it's, do you have a growing concern for the spiritual and temporal needs of others, or the spiritual and just basic needs of others, you might say, versus temporal? And so here's a great quote from a guy named John Calvin. There is nothing in which men resemble God more truly than in doing good to others. So I just want to read from the book a couple of pages here, see if I can get through this here in the 5 minutes. So just sit back and enjoy a little history here. It says here, the men and women who are most admired by the church have always been those disciples of Jesus, most like him in showing love by meeting both the spiritual and temporal needs of people. In just one of many possible fields to consider, notice how many Christians known for devotion and zeal have also been committed to the care of children and orphans. As far back as the 5th and 6th centuries, it was Christian influence that brought legal protection to the children of the Roman Empire. After the Swiss reformer, Huldrych Ulrich Zwingli, he lived in 1484 to around 1531, a contemporary of Luther and Calvin, broke with the Roman Church. He persuaded the Council of Zurich, that's in Switzerland, to transform several local monasteries into orphanages. One of the most fruitful evangelists in history, George Whitefield, who lived before we were the United States of America from 1714 to 1770, devoted much of his income to the development of an orphanage in colonial Georgia. Think of the impact upon tens of thousands of children accomplished by the devoted William Wilberforce, who lived from 1759 to 1833, who was persuaded for decades in the British Parliament to begin the modern movement to end slavery. At the same time, English missionary William Carey, who died in 1834, was responsible for outlawing the centuries-old practices of child sacrifice and widow burning in India. Later in the 1800s, a Christian statesman, Anthony Ashley Cooper, who died in 1883, led the fight against child labor practices and sought to improve treatment of the mentally ill in Great Britain. George Mueller, who died in 1898, is high among the church's great champions of prayer and faith, recording more than 50,000 specific answers to prayer in his journals. Most of these prayers, however, were for the same purpose, namely, that God would be glorified by providing the means to feed, clothe, house, and educate up to 2,000 orphans at a time in the 19th century Bristol, England. The Lord was pleased to channel tens of millions of dollars through Mueller's hands, though he never made his need known to anyone but God. It is often unrecognized that Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, who died in 1892, built more than 17 homes for elderly widows, and an orphanage for hundreds of children of all races and backgrounds, and eventually started and or presided over 66 ministry organizations. Most of these served in the poorer parts of London, and on occasion were funded entirely by Spurgeon himself. Today in America, Christians in every state of the Union provide homes and education for children without parents and for unwed expected mothers. Moreover, the followers of Jesus are the ones spearheading the effort to protect the lives of the unborn. Throughout history, Christians have led the way in supporting widows and orphans, building hospitals, and providing disaster relief on every continent in the world. wherever a beachhead for the gospel of Jesus Christ has been established, medicine, education, and relief for the poor have followed. So that's just a little bit of the book and just talking about this idea, a spiritual condition of your own, and asking yourself the question, do you have a growing concern for the spiritual and temporal needs of others? Hey, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless.